بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise be to Allah, the Cherisher and Sustainer of the worlds, and may be peace and blessings upon the seal of the Prophets, Muhammad, his infallible progeny, and his righteous companions, and their followers up to the day of resurrection. Allah Almighty says in the verse 49:13, O mankind, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes, that you may know and help each other, not that you may despise each other. Verily, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is He who is the most righteous of you, and Allah has full knowledge and is well acquainted with all things. Human reason, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are agreed on the fact that we are all creatures of one Creator, children of Adam and Eve, sisters and brothers, and then members of one worldwide family. We are all against the common problems, dangers, and crises, against the common enemy, evil, and his followers. We are all equal in the human characteristics and rights, and our global family needs health and security. However, please let's have a glimpse at health, our actual situation. We are all suffering from many disasters endangering our happiness, success, health, and security. Some disasters result from a natural process such as earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, and some others are coming from the unreasonable policies, unjust management of the oppressing systems and governments, our dispersion, and the brutal behavior of some members of the human worldwide family, such as the mafia, crimes, poverty, suicide, prostitution, etc. The statistics of social deviations are increasing according to the UN. These factors tend to increase social disorganization and inhibit personal adjustment. What's the solution? There are many solutions: political, scientific, philosophical, religious, global, and strategic solutions. The last is the ultimate and the most effective solution, because we are living in a universal system whose parts correlate. In today's sophisticated world, a human global effort is required to solve our common problems. That's to say, globalization. The term globalization is used to refer to these collective changes as a process, or else as the cause of turbulent change. However, the distinct uses include satanic globalization and divine globalization. Satanic globalization is as an engine of corporate imperialism and the mafia, one which tramples over the human rights of developing societies, claims to bring prosperity, yet often simply amounts to plundering and profiteering. Negative effects include cultural assimilation via cultural imperialism, the export of artificial ones, and the distraction or inhibition of authentic local and global community ecology and cultures. The process will bring about the political power of large corporations as exercised in trade agreements and elsewhere, which undermines the environment, labor rights, national sovereignty, the third world and other concerns.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Divine globalization means many divine religions believe in a worldwide savior who will appear in the future and will ameliorate the mankind's situation. Islam surely prophesies Imam Mahdi ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu sharif and his worldwide government of justice. We believe Imam Mahdi ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu sharif is the last Imam. He is a high qualified leader possessing some attributes such as infallibility, divinely endowed knowledge and moral excellence. The actual leaders of the world lack these attributes. That's why they are not qualified and in some cases they do not want to improve our situation, to solve our problems, rather the reverse. Imam Mahdi ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu sharif will appear to inaugurate a long period in which the world will be filled with justice and righteousness. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said his movement will be a global strategic revolution designed to liberate mankind from the shackles of mental slavery and to demolish all of the systems put in place to murder and oppress the innocence of the perceived gain of a few. First and foremost, this will be an ideological war for the hearts and minds of humanity. He will destroy all of the satanic unjust and deceitful management systems and will establish the human worldwide family based on the divine regulations and values. Our mission is during his occultation the active expectation, not a passive one. That is to say, we have to get more and more acquainted with the contents of Islam to make the people of the world more acquainted with the excellence and beauties of Islam and to corporate publishing Islam. Moreover, in today's complex world, just surviving, stillless living based on the Islamic regulations requires a skillful personal, familial, organizational and social management. Serving our Lord with the most of our potential, making the background favorable for the deliberate choice of the people between the divine and the satanic systems and methods, and finally participating in establishing the human worldwide family under the leadership of Imam Mahdi ajalallah ta'ala farajuhu sharif demand highly sensitive and well-developed personal, familial and social management skills in realizing our own potential and helping to realize that of others. Rounded development, including the ability to manage ourselves and others, is always a vital part of the Muslim's toolkit. The human resources always play the first role in realizing the strategy of Islam. That's to say, divine globalization. Therefore, the most important prerequisite for making a success of that strategy is to absorb, to find, to revive, to train, to develop, and to organize the Muslim actual and potential human resources. Then, an effective personal and social management is essential if we are to make the most of our life and our potential, whether We are managing a large organization, our own life efforts, or bringing up a family. And we must pray for his reappearance and for our own salvation. O Lord, we eagerly desire that you assign us in the just, fair, rightful government of Imam Mahdi Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif. And in that period, include us among those who invite people to your obedience, and lead them to your path of guidance, and endow us the honor and grandeur of both this world and the next. Thank you for your kind attention and your consideration.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.